Good evening for everybody. So today we are at part three of our four-part like series of the Neshama. So let's go back first what we saw. We saw that the Neshama has five parts. Three parts are internal parts of the Neshama. That the Neshama sits within the body and it reacts within ourself. That's the building of the self. That's something called the cognitive part of the Neshama. And we saw that we have Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. They are positioned in different places within the body, right? We saw that they are positioned vertically and horizontally, and they have different functions. And we saw with Reb Tzadok that one is responsible for machshava, for thought, the neshama, for speech, for narrative, that's the ruach, and the nefesh is for the physical, right? For the physical pleasures, for the physical drives, for the physical consciousness of a person. So those are the three physical parts of the neshama. The three neshamas which are within the self, within the person. Now we're going to see that there are two auras. There are two neshamas which sit outside. They surround the person. And that's called the chaya and the yechida. And today we're going to explore that. What does it mean? And how do we get to actually experience the outside of neshama and how we can channel that. Okay? So, we are on the Reb Tzadok, which is the Dover Tzedek, and we are on the second paragraph. Okay? And Reb Tzadok says like this, V'chol ilo shlosha hi birurim madrugot be'etzem adam. The first three internal parts of the neshama, they are processes that a person has within himself. A person needs to work with himself. A person has to channel, to work with his nefesh, ruach, and neshama, to channel, sheyerak l'rtzon Hashem Yisbarach, to focus and to dedicate and devote for the service of God. Right, all the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, person needs to channel those powers that a person has in himself. Aval shnei hakochot, but the two other parts, the powers the person has, chaya and yechida, hema makifim ladam. The same thing we saw by the leshem, they surround the person. That's a normal she'achar she'nishlova bepnimiyut. A person works within his own inner self. After that, that after he decided all his desires, all his drive, all his cognitive is devoted and channeled and directed towards God, now he has to experience of what surrounds him. Everything that happens to you. Right? The first one is that you are the cause. You are creating. You are doing. You are active. Those are the first three parts of the neshama. But there is a world. There's an environment. There's a reality that surrounds you, subsumes you, that you are passive to it. You have to realize that this is God talking to you. A person is this duality. He's a duality that he's the doer, and he's the receiver. The receiver is what your experiences are, what you're surrounding you. And that's the chaya and the yechida. The chaya and the yechida are the ones who give you that experience of how God reacts and acts to you in the world. That's why in Chazal, if you see, let's say in a get, you always write the person's name, whose son or daughter he's from, but also the city or the town that he resides. Right? That's why you look, if you go to a ketubah, always the ketubah says what city it is and etc. Because even in a get, is this guy son or descendant of that person, Ploini Ba Ploini, who resides in city Ploini. Because where you reside, where your theater of operations is, defines the self. You realize that the self is not what you do, but it's how you experience. We could be living together, and we have the same things happen around us. And how we process, how we experience them is totally different. because that is our neshama experiencing. That's the chaya and the yechida. Those are the. This is the translation, the mediation of experience to us. And this is the highest form, because we experience that, and then we process. We are passive to it. We can't control what happens, but we control how we process it, right? Like Ben Franklin said, you never control what happens to you. You only control how you react to what happens to you. That is the Chaya and the Yechida. And we're going to see why we need two and what they're called. And you have to realize that this is Hashem talking to us. You realize that the world is the expression of God. And that's how we experience the world. We're experiencing Hashem. That is a form of meditation and closeness to Hashem in an experience, not in a cognitive form, but in an experience. You see, the Gemara says, right, that a zokin, an elder goy, also deserves respect. And the Gemara says, why? Because kama harpatkayu adualayu. Because they experience life. Life experience is the experience of God. Because the experience is how God reacts to us, how we are interacting. So that we might not understand that that's God, but that is what the neshama is supposed to do. So that's what it says. Margisha chayim anitzchim. And the ultimate goal is to experience eternity bechol makifoy, in everything that surrounds you, bemadrigat kol olam kulo. Chazal say, right, the brocha that the Amoraim gave to each other is olamcha tireh b'chayecha. You should experience your olam haba during your lifetime. Is that the wishing that they should have a better life? Is olamcha tireh b'chayecha. You should be able to see olam haba in the olam hazeh that you're living. In other words, your experience should be an experience of olam haba in olam hazeh. Kul nivrela bishvili. And that's what the feeling is, Chazal said, that you have to say the whole world was created for me. Because that's what it is. Your experience is your unique experience that nobody else can experience the world in the same way. The amazing part of it is that not only what we do is different, but what we experience is different. There is a uniqueness of experience, the same way by Matan Torah. The Medrash Tanhuma says that everybody heard a voice according to his own kocho. Lefi kocho shekol echad v'chad elok. Moshe yedaber ve'elokim yanenu bekoch. Right, yanenu bekol, I'm sorry, yanenu bekol. And Chazal say, bekolo shekol echad v'echad. You heard the voice that was yours. So the experience of Har Sinai was individual to each and every one of us. The experience of Elam Hazeh, kol olam kolo lo niva ela bishvili. And the neshama will allow you to experience real life, how life is giving you chances and opportunities. That the person should realize that whatever is happening and how you're processing information, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacting to you. This is his bria, his way of expressing himself to us. Which is an amazing thing. That's what we see. So that's why, by the way, if you apply this, life has a different meaning. Why? Because the important thing of life, I always say, people are always looking for opportunities. And people pray and they get all, many times, frustrated because they don't get opportunities. People, we always get opportunities. If you believe that the Chaya and Yechida, opportunities are abound, we need to be able to seize the opportunity and see the opportunity. I was by Yosef, right? Yosef has interprets the dream of Paro, and he says the seven cows are 7 years, and seven skinny cows, seven fat years, seven skinny years. And he goes and he tells that. And then he tells Paro, now Paro, appoint somebody to take care and to save and to plan from the years of hunger to the years of plenty. So the Ramban asks, where did Hashem say that in the dream? That he should appoint somebody? Says the Ramban, HaChacham Inav Berosho. anybody who's smart has his eyes on his head, and he realizes if he's experiencing all of this, there is a reason for it. He just sees the opportunity. In life, if you believe that God is talking to us, it's on us to use that opportunity. That's the whole concept of mindfulness, right? Mindfulness, you're going to see that this is the meditative experience of living and paying attention to the moment. If you go to Manhattan, you realize that people are running and they don't even see what's happening. People are so caught up in running that this is a life that is a movie going in fast forward very quickly that you're missing the movie. And if you experience opportunities, the opportunities are amazing and they are only made for you. I'll tell you just a story of mine. I have to tell you because this week I saw. This was a person who knocked on my house on the door on a Sunday. And I looked at the person and I said, you know something? This person is a real story. He's somebody real. And again, if you're experiencing, so God is showing somebody real. And then find out the story that he had a daughter that she was losing her hair. And we developed a relationship from opening the door that lasted already 20 years. And I know his children. And I met today his other son. And we developed a relationship with his son. And his son got married. Not giving money. Nothing to do with money. It's a relationship. Because these things happen all the time. It's somebody to just open the door to the guy. Meaning you open the door for 50 million people. This is the opportunity that they are there. The Chaya and the Yechida is that the world is God's expression talking to us. And we're going to soon see why do we need two of them. Why there are two auras and why one is called Chaya and the other one is called Yechida. Okay? V'ine yeshnei mine makifim l'adam. There are two things which surround the person. Levush u'bayit. There is the clothing that surrounds you, which is called immediate connection to you. Huh? We're going to assume that the Harav Tzodek explains. And there is the bayit, which surrounds you, but is distant from you. It's like a surrounding environment. They don't touch you, but they surround you. Ubayit v'alevush, le'adam levush ubayit, v'alevush, hu makif arishon, that's a makif akarov, that is the one that is the close surroundings. Shesoviv gufoy. The same thing, there is this levush, there is clothing to the kochot nefesh. This is the things that happen to you all the time, that they touch you all the time. Things, needs, situations, all these things that they touch you. Then you have to see that these things will touch you with our immediate connection are expressions of eternity. That you understand God's message, that He's talking to us through it. That's the way to relate to Him. Hainu, shema shu levosh bo b'masha nefesh melubesha b'kochot n'yane ze olam. All everything that the nefesh is surrounded by these situations in this world, kol kule akol rakor Hashem izborach. That is all from Hashem, v'ze madregat chaya. That's the chaya. Chaya is something in Hasidus is called, they say, this is the Ashgocha. The Baal Shem says that everything that happens to you, there is a story, there is a reason. You've got to learn a lesson. Those are the immediate relationship that you pay attention, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us and there is an encrypted message. And part of the life is seizing those messages, understanding, relating, participating. But that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, the world. That's immediate to us. And this is something called the Chaya. Why is the Chaya? Because this is us. This is our reality. Our reality is how our lives isn't just a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something called the Chaya. Nefesh Chaya is Ruach Memalala, the speaking being, the narrative. This is the narrative of the world. I told you that the Ruach gives the narrative for us, how we mediate. Nefesh Chaya, the Nefesh Chaya, that Chaya is Ruach Memalala. That's the story of the world, that's the narrative, that's God talking to us. One of them, we mediate. We turn the world into a story. That's why the world was created, Besefer, Sefer, Vesipur. right, was created into books in a story. The life is God's story, and we are populating that story. So the Chaya is the translation of the story. We realize that we are part of a narrative of a story, and our lives is the description of the story. That's Chaya. Okay? The Kinyan Bais. Now, what's the second, which is called the Yechida, the Bais? Rotza Loimar Mokum Kavua Hamakifoi. You know, the interesting, the clothing, they walk with you. They're part of you. You move the clothing, right? The clothing doesn't... The house is steady and is your theater of operation. It just surrounds you. The feeling of bias is the Truman Show.
What?
The Truman Show. If anybody saw the movie The Truman Show? What is it? That the world is a bias, that you realize that this thing is a fallacy, because outside the house is not real. Is the feeling that the world that you live is in a bubble. Within, it's a constructed reality. And I want to make sure that people in the shiur asked before, I never say the world is a virtual reality, because virtual reality tells you that that's not true. And virtual reality could be a movie. This is something called constructed reality. What is constructed reality? It's a reality that has been constructed. But it is... in itself, a constructed reality. It's like you're living in a house, but it's the feeling that this is not real. It is real, but it's not real. It's not a real reality. It's a constructed reality. In other words, God is constructing that reality. And that's the feeling, the yechida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yechido shel olam. You are relating to a real life that in essence is a constructed reality. Is Lehavdil, like the Truman Show, is based on this idea, right? That there is a world that in the outside, it's not real. You have a real story, so you can't see. And this is, the Chai and the Yechida is what makes Yiddishkeit different than anything else. The Buddhists who look at it, they say, okay, the world is a bias. There is a world, this is all constructed reality, therefore it's all not real. And therefore the good, they would say there's such a thing called moksha. Let's disassociate from the world here. The world here is not real, so those experiences are all sheker, let's disassociate. We don't do that. We have the two realities, the chaya and the yechida, they're always negotiating. It's a reality that we know that's not real. Right, in other words, you cannot not cry for somebody to die because, okay, the person doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. This is the world. The world that we live is that clothing which is with us, and that house that creates that we are a constructed space. And that's the Yechida. Yechida is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yechida LeYachadach. That's the true feeling of Yechud. That concept of the Yechida. Kishinyan Sheshabati Al Gemara De Bechoyres. Yes, how you feel the bias. It's exactly right. How you feel this idea of bias. Absolutely. The concept. It's not the same because how you perceive the bias, how you perceive the house, the perception of the houses surrounding you. Take a look what the Gemara says. Saba de Beatuna, the elders of Athens, they have a discussion with Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanan, the Gemara Bechoyres. And they ask Boni Lan Baisa, they said, please build us a house. Beavira Dalma, that's a house that is hanging in space, that's floating in space. So they told Bishop Ben Hanania, build us a house that is floating in space. What does that mean? Because that's life. Our life is a bubble floating in space. So they told him, the elders of Athens, how do you relate to this existence? Our house, our world, is in this bubble. It's the feeling that we're living in this bubble. It's not real. It's not real. It's floating in cyberspace. And the real reality is avira de alma. That's the empty space. The lack of a kviut. That's what the kviut is. Vezeyuhinyan Beit Olamim. That's why it's called Beit Hamikdash. It's called Beit Olamim. The world, the house in the world. Shebiyanu lemal shemal mikdashu ayichud agomer. That's why Beit Hamikdash is called Beit Olamim, because it's the perception, the feeling of the ichud agomer. O akol liyachad kol abruim shakol choizer liyosecha. The idea of the unity, how everything connects together. That's the Beit Hamikdash. The feeling of the Beit Hamikdash. That's how we should feel life. Shu'ah or Amakif, that is the Or Amakif. That our reality is a constructed reality within the bubble, but it's not real. It's not that you're making a space. The space is the nowhere. And this is the way we perceive a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is a real life. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us through the world. That our individual needs in life, that's the one that's touching to us, and we move around with it, and the clothing follows us. But then there's a feeling that we are in this bubble, in this floating. It just flows a spaceship that's really a constructed reality. And that's nothing but a big Truman Show. And this is the feeling that a person has. And that's Chaya and the Yechid. And you realize that we say, Elokai, my God. Look at Elokai. You say, it's my God. Why? Because Neshama Shenatata Bi Tehorahi. The Neshama that you've given to me is Tehorah. Why do we say Lokai, my God, in this singular? Because, number one, we're talking, who is the be, the Shoma that you gave me? Who is the me? Is that experience of the Chaya. That's what the Gros says in the Siddur. And that's unique to each and every person. So our experience of God, of the universe, of that house that's floating in the universe, how that relates to us, those perceptions is ourself, and that's Elokai, that's my God. It's very unique to us, and each person is different. But that makes life so different. And if we do this, we experience these dualities of life, of how there is a reality which is not real, but at the same time is real, is a constructed reality. You can't abandon and disconnect from the reality, because that's God talking to us. And He's talking to us as clothing and as a house, as our environment, as biosphere. We live in a biosphere, floating nowhere.
Is that connected to the different names that the others gave, Har Sadeh and Bayit?
The Har Sadeh and Bayit has, in some ways, absolutely, because that's Beit Olamim. Yaakovin is the perception of that connection, the perception of the Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is that prototype of the universe. That's the Locha.
The question I was asking before, is it, in anything high is the perception that the device itself, the Yechida, is that something which each person is unique? There's no perceived, or that's the envelope in which all things occur?
It's the envelope, but how you perceive the envelope, that perception. The Chaya and the Yechida. The Yechida is the perception of the Bayit. It's all perceptions. That's all perception. It's all of us. It's like we are just consciousness, right? And the Shom is the consciousness. So there are several forms of consciousness. There is the cognitive consciousness and the consciousness of relating that there is a world talking to you. That's almost like an outside consciousness. And the consciousness of reality being constructed. How we view it, how we express it, is a process that in life you go. By the way, the Chaya and the Yechida, the best ways are, I always think those are different meditative aspects of it. One is an immediate meditative aspect called that's mindfulness in some way, right? That you are aware how the world is talking to you. And then there is a higher perception of the reality of how not real things are. The idea of how this is just a constructed reality within a much bigger picture.
When the events come to you, you can perceive them and you can realize there's something talking to you, something from the outside. But the bigger one, the Bayit, how can you...
So the idea is, so how do we experience it? It only is meditative experiences. So the Nefesh HaChaim says you should be able to experience that in Shema. When you say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this is the beginning of that experience. the experience of that ichud, the ichud agomer. It is called monism, right? In existence, the idea, the feeling of the bayit, that we are in this biosphere, basically nowhere.
But how does it impact you? Because the message that you see, the experience that you have in life, they impact you and you can be aware of them and take up with it. But the other one, how does this
That's the bitul
at the affects you?
Because it affects the concept of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, it relates to us. That we are within that bubble, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if life, again, you have to be so careful how you use it, we are a figment of his imagination. So that's immediacy. That is closeness. Just think the bayit. The bayit is this floating in avira de alma, that there's no mocking. That avira de alma is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a degree of closeness. It's a degree of awesomeness. That is a total ecstatic feeling. This is the mystical feeling of oneness. Like William James would say, right? What is something that connects all esoteric experiences, no matter what, is the experience of one. The experience of knowing is the experience of bayit. It's not that we have one God, we have, there is only God, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Hashem is the only Emes. We are not Emes. We are constructed realities. Because we are a reality only within Him. It's constructed by Him. The difference between a reality is objectively a reality. We are a subjective reality. We are subjective to Him. Right? Because you think we are that bubble within Him. So when you perceive that by it, it's a much degree of closeness. It's a degree that you don't have fear. It's the expression of one. Now, this in degree of one is the experience of infinites. That's why the great mathematicians realized that in the world of infinites, that's also the Axel, right? The creation, the one who came up with the set theory. Set theory tells you all that you could have multiple infinites. The famous of Axel, that he goes to a hotel that has an infinite number of rooms, and he asks for room, and they say, what? We are fully booked. So what's like, you're fully booked? You have an infinite number of rooms. So the guy says, yes, but we have an infinite number of guests. So we are completely back booked. The guy says, 1 second, what's the room here? This is room number one, this is room number two. Let's fit another infinite set of rooms in between room one and room two. So I just created a new infinite, and I could join that room. In other words, you could create sets of infinites because it's all malleable, it's all part of the Chaya. The Yechida tells you that there is a metzius of the real ineffable because it's all constructed, all this mathematics and all this speech. That's why Ruach Chaya, Ve'yeh Odom le'nefesh Chaya, the Nefesh Chaya is the Ruach Memalala. The speech is within the Chaya. Anything above that breaks the speech. If you think too much where we are floating in a bubble, if you think about what's outside that bubble, you go crazy. And that's why Axel went crazy. And it's very easy to start thinking. So we have to realize, but the feeling that we are in a constructed reality, but that's not real, is a constructed reality, is an amazing thing. It's an amazing feeling of closeness. Ecstatic feelings are those. These are the ecstatic, meditative feelings the person can achieve. Now, all meditative practices try to experience that experience of oneness. Because this is the ultimate. And you realize that the Chaya and Yechida, Lechoira, that's the experience of Olam Haba, right? Because Olam Haba is not Ichud. Because if it's Ichud, you don't exist. If you go outside the bubble, but it's the existence of that bubble and that experience is Olam Haba. That's why Olam Chatire Bechayecha, you should experience the world as two relationships of God, the immediate relationship of God talking to you, the concept of Hashgacha, that there is Hashgacha, there is God dictates and everything, there is a message, an encoded message, and then the bigger picture that this is all like constructed reality. Again, the main Olam Haba is different also because you could experience on Shabbos this idea because Shabbos is the expression of Echad, right? If you look, there are 13 Echads there. That's the concept of the Yichud of Echad. Because Shabbos is the concept of Yichud. Right? It's the day that we see Hashgacha, that we believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu creates, and it's the day that we acknowledge that the world is a reality within Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate idea of Rabbi. De chokhmah lenafshecha v'iketel l'roshecha. That's the great experience of Shabbos. The great experience of Shabbos is that. Shekul Shabbos. But every Shabbos we experience that. We acknowledge that everything that happens to us is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mere fact that we have emails that we can answer and all of these ideas is the idea that we give over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the small experience of Olam Haba. But the person should be able to live Olam Haba in every day of his life. Because you realize if this is, you realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to us, and something Hashem bad happens, you should take a lesson. There's always a lesson being taught that you could learn and you could see, and there's no reason to fear. It's the most, I think, in the most empowering and the most enthralling experience that a person can have is this, living with the Chaya Nechida, and realize that all of us, all of life, is a message. Is a message, is an ability to relate, an ability to close. Our problems, right? People live in this world that they want to make sure they don't have to worry. They want to have enough money, so it just tells me that he wants to make enough money that he should not have to worry. This idea of not having to worry, who says it's good? It's probably the worst thing. We know that the Kedush Arim says about the Nochash. But the Nochash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us our curse that whatever you taste, it will taste like dirt. Afar tochli kol imecha'echi. Right? She has no taste buds, and everything tastes like dirt. So the Gemara in Chulin asks, is not so bad? She has no worries about food. Right? Because she eats here, she tastes and she goes to the Gag, she's never hungry. She could eat dirt because everything tastes like dirt. So what's bad about it? Says the Chiddush Arim, that's what's bad about it. She doesn't need Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't talk to me. You could live on your own. Our needs create that relationship of us that we know that we are talking to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waking us up. Huh? Isn't that Parsha Sekev? There's no better to see the Parsha Sekev. Moshe is all right. This is Parsha Sekev. Ki tomar bilvavcha rabim haguyim ha'ele mimeni echa lucha leorisham. The pasuk says, lo tira mehem. You realize that this is the avoda, is the avoda of bitochen. And the avoda of bitochen is, first of all, realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is relating everything that happens. Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to you. There's a message. There is a meaning. You give meaning to the whole thing. You give a narrative. You just created a story. That can you imagine that whatever happens to us, we make it part of a story? It's an amazing thing. That's the sipur. But the idea is that you can't fear, because then if you fear, you're missing the point. And in this world also, you know that in life is built in such a way, like I always speak to all the time, that in life you have to do as much as you can, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that you can never do it on your own. It's always this interactive story, which is the Chaya. And then the feeling of the Yechida is that is the bias. This is the bigger picture that we get to experience, not always. Ki Avai Yehu Elohim. That's an unbelievable experience. And now it says like this. Then let's continue. Vekasheru kinyan ze. And if you do this, as nikra bayit mochon shiftecha olamim. This becomes where you sit in the world. Ki hamokom kavua lebeis Yisrael. Our existence, our reality, yefsha lebinyan ze, can only be within this dual relationship of the bayis, of the house, the dwelling, and the clothing, which is the Chaya Yechida. That's our lives. V'zeu madregas Yechida. That's why it's called Yechida. Shekol kach margisha mitut ha'ichud ha'gomor. That you get to perceive the Ichud ha'gomor at she'ena ela Yechida ba'olam. Really, that's the only reality. V'advorim arukim lo etasev b'zeh yoter. Okay? This is the Tzodik's approach to it. I want to go now to the new page that I gave you this week, that I think that this is, in my impression, Pirkei Avos. In my view, the way how we learn Pirkei Avos is the following. If you learn about Pirkei Avos, and I'm just going to summarize a little bit of a methodology approach, is the following. If you look at Pirkei Avos, and you apply the theory of the Q, which is the Quellus. And the Quellus is a German word that says the following. If you have two works, but they're independent, and they have many things which are in common, many things which are not. The things in common, you assume that they came from a Quellus, that they came from an original older source that both were sharing. Lehavdil, that's the theory how people learn the Gospels. We have four Gospels. Some of the stories are the same, some of the stories are not. The same, how they just were mechaven to the same? No, probably they're sharing an original story. So Reb David Zvi Hoffman in Mishnah Rishonina does the same thing to Pirkei Avos. If you look to Pirkei Avos, we have our Pirkei Avos, which is Reb Yehuda Nosses Pirkei Avos, and we have Avot Reb Natan. Avot Reb Natan is the Tosefta, is Reb Natan's version of Pirkei Avot. And they share a structure together. And the structure together is basically the concept of the tradition, how it came to us. The Shalsheret HaKabbalah, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, Goes to Yochai Ben Zakkai, and the construction. And the idea is because they're sharing the Mishnah HaRishon, they're probably sharing the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, which was, you see from that, the Pirkei Avot was an introduction to Torah Shebal Peh. It's introducing. We have something called the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells you that all these people are the rabbis of the Mishnah. Who are they? What do they represent? There's some people. Who are they? It's called in good English the pedigree. You want to do the pedigree. So if you look at the Mishnah introduces them, and every time you see in the Mishnah a lesson of Pirkei Avot, it represents that Tana in their approach to life. And in the beginning of the third parak is the introduction to the mystical schools that we have in Klal Yisrael. And if you follow, it's amazingly real. We go for Rav Shimon Yochai, the Mishnah of Rav Shimon Yochai, and that which is called the analytical Kabbalah, the analytical, that's the Zohar. I won't go into it. What I want to do is the Chaya in Yechida, the experiences in the Mishnah, how the Mishnah always teaches us the two mystical schools that dealt with this, because there are two separate mystical schools. And we'll see the first one. Says the Mishnah in Avot, Per Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Rab Chanina ben Chachinai Omer, Haneor Balayla, somebody who's up at night, V'amalech Baderech Echidi, and was somebody who walks on the road alone. He walks on the road alone. Somebody who empties his heart for nothing, who doesn't think about things. He just, this person is really liable for his life. And what is that? First of all, who is Rab Chanina ben Chachinai? We know Rab Chanina ben Chachinai, the Gemara in Chagiga says that he was the one, you realize that there is such a thing, it's called Ma'aseh Merkava. There is the analytical Kabbalah to understand the spiritual forces, and there is Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh Merkava, as we saw last year when we learned Reb Tzadok in Sefer HaZichronos, Ma'aseh Merkava is the experience how God is the one writing the universe, how the world is an expression of God. We just told you, those two expressions of God. So that understanding of how the world is the God's chariot, the God is riding the world, God is expressing himself through the world, those experiences, meditative experiences, which are called in Chazal, Ma'aseh Merkava. Now, Ma'aseh Merkava, interestingly enough, you cannot teach somebody, the Gemara says. You've got to experience yourself. But the Gemara says that for you to know if you're getting the right experience, usually Kabbalah is that the Rebbe teaches his student. Here the student has to basically proclaim or say over to his Rebbe. And this Rebbe listens, did he have the right experience? So if you want to know who is quote-unquote authorized, it's not who did you teach to, but who are the people who said over to the Rebbe. So Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi, Hirtza Dvorim Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. He was the one who gave over, who expressed, who thought, who declaimed Ma'ase Berkova to his Rabbi, not Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And the Gemara says, right, the Gemara Ketubot, that those two went to learn by Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi. So Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi is the Ma'ase Berkova, is experiencing God. That's experiencing God through the world, which is what we said, the Chaya. That's something called mindfulness. It's realizing that the world is God speaking to you, paying attention to it. Therefore, you have to be part of something called Seder HaOlam. You cannot detach yourself from the world. You have to make yourself part of the world. And therefore, the Mishnah says, if you get outside, look at the Maral says, Umibni Shamar Lemala. This is the Maral. Shlosha Shachlu al Shulchan Echad. Ve'amru alav divrei Torah. The first Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Yochai, the three people who go and they learn Torah while they learn. Ki'ilu ochlu v'shulchan shel mokim. This is what's called the Anagha Kabbalah, that you explain Torah, you give a narrative of Torah to life. That is an Anagha Kabbalah, that you give a narrative of Torah to life. V'asher hem omrim alav divrei Torah, ki'ilu ochlu mizif chemesi. But if you don't give, if you don't give a narrative of Torah while you're eating, so is Ivchemitim, is Avodah Zarah. You make the world separate from God. Shemizen Nilmat. So here we see something interesting from the previous Mina. Shemiyadea Torah Yesh L'Adam Dvikus Bo Yisborach. That through the Torah, through the narrative of Torah, life has a meaning and a narrative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'asiluk min HaTorah. But if you take away the narrative of Torah from Olam Hazeh, Mesalek Le'atzmo Le'tzad Acher. You get out of the reshus. You're making the world with a narrative which is not godly. You go out of his reshus. That's why this Mishnah comes here. If you leave, if you stay at night, and like the Maral explains, night was created for you to learn to go to sleep. That's why it's dark. So you're leaving the world outside of its norm. So it doesn't allow you to experience the world how God wants to create. You create your own world. So you're not subjugated to the world. You're trying to master and change the world according to you. So you're not letting the world talk to you. You're talking to the world. That is mitchayev benafsho. You take me away your nefesh. Because the chaya is God expressing yourself through the world. And you have to be a spectator, a bystander. You have to experience it. And experience it is in the Seder HaOlam that God created, in the structure that God created. And therefore this Mishnah says, if you stay up at night, or if you walk alone, you're not part of civilization and you have no space. You are on your own. You're not part of the world. You are taking yourself away from God, from experiencing God. Or, if you empty your heart, if you don't pay attention to things, if your heart is empty, you're not paying attention to things, you're taking away your nefesh. Your nefesh is, be part of the world, let the world talk to you, leave the world in Seder Olam. That's what Maral says. Ulekach mitchayev benafsho kasher yotzei min haseder. If you go out of the Seder Olam, ki mitzad haseder hu odom tachas Hashem Yisborach. If you go and you leave the world how it's supposed to be lived, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you, you are in His structure. But if you try to, it's very easy to distort the message by distorting it. How you distort the message is that you don't listen, don't pay attention, or you try to live the world differently. You try to stay up at night when you're not supposed to be at night. And that there is a world that is running and you have to just be with the flow. Truly mindfulness. Be with the flow and pay attention to it.
You can solve that with the practical halakha that you should be emphasizing most the learning of mindfulness.
No question that the night is, the Gemara says, neither Lishinta or Ligirsa. Night is a great time to learn. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. But not only the night, the reason why the world is quiet at night is because the world, God, in the world of night, is that you don't connect through the world, you connect above the world. The words I was speaking to you is also very interesting. we are going to have in 2 weeks a total solar eclipse that's going to go through the entire America. Right? The America is going to cross. And Chazal say, now, and listen to this, because this is so interesting, that question saying, it will be a totality. If anybody wants to see, it will be what's called a total solar eclipse. That the sun becomes dark. The creatures, see, birds chirp as if it was night. It's one of the scariest things you could imagine, like the end of the world, right? It's in the middle, and it's dark. But not only that, the temperature drops 15 degrees. Now, Chazal says a siman ra le'umos ha'olam is a bad omen to the nations of the world. What does it mean? Sorry, that's a natural phenomenon. This means that phenomenon is supposed to be here all the time. But the answer is very simple. Because the two, as we spoke, the sun and the moon are two orbits. And the two orbits are supposed to be synchronized. So this will never happen that one blocks the other. Here, the moon blocks the sun. If it blocks the sun is not mashpia. It's kibiyochol night. Night is the world that's not mashpia. Right? So it's a time that there is less hashpah. There is a time that for 2 minutes, I'm telling you, this idea of called the totality is between, if I'm going to say between 1 and 3 minutes. Depends of where in the country you are. The totality will be, it depends where, right? Because there is a path. And the highest totality is 3 minutes. But there is a mute on the hashpah for 3 minutes. For 3 minutes, the sun is not mashpia, it's night. So you have a night that there is no Seder Olam. That's the Teva. That creates a great danger for the world. Because the world is having these 3 minutes of Hashpah. You don't realize how the Hashpah can help the world. So that's why it's a world of great vulnerability. But that's it. Because you have the world, because what is the sun? The sun is the giver of light. So the giver of light is that God is interacting with us. At night, there is a withdrawal. That's why v'emunatcha balelot. Lagid baboker chazdecha v'emunatcha balelot. At night is emuna, because he's withdrawal. At night, we go to him. He doesn't talk to us, we go to him. Either by sleeping and our neshomas go back to him, or by learning, like the Moshe said. But not the Gishmach talking to us. That's why in this, I think it's such an unbelievable thing that in 2 weeks we're going to have night for 3 minutes, right? Totality is only 3 minutes during the day. And that's why Chazal say that this means that miut hashpah, that reduction of God's interaction to the world, the creation of night for 3 minutes in during the day, creates a vulnerability to the world. Yes, the emunah is the antidote, exactly, because it's the lack of ability. That's not chabalei lois. So it's an act to counteract it. Why? For the Jews, it's not bad. It's only for Mosoilam. For the world, it is. But now, if you understand the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, if you at night, if people go clubbing at night, right, you can't experience God because you are trying to turn the world backwards. So you are dictating to the world. You're not. So that's why all this news and all this stuff is always at night. Because that's the time that people believe that if you don't talk to God, you don't hear to the world, you're trying to talk to the world. You're trying to make the world, you're not a bystander. And this is an amazing story. So this Mishnah Nechoyer is Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy. You could look at it in the Medrash. Right, Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy and Reb Shimon Yochai, they were both of them Talmidim of Reb Akiva. The Gemara Ksuva says Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy went to Yeshiva of Reb Akiva during the Sheva Brochas, Reb Shimon Yochai. And Reb Shimon Yochai said, "Wait for me." He didn't wait. And he went. And the Gemara said, the Medrash said, there is a difference. The Gemara also says, there's a difference between Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy and Reb Akiva, and Reb Shimon Yochai. Reb Shimon Yochai would go ahead and send messages to his wife, and Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy didn't. Another thing was, the Medrash says something interesting, that Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy went home and he did knock on the door. The Medrash Rabba is on Parshas Achrimois. He did not give a previous notice. He came straight home. And his wife, because of that, died. It's a whole story. Then she came back. And Rabbi Shimon Nechai says there are three things that Kodesh Baruch Hu hates, and I also don't like. Somebody who comes home suddenly, without giving notice, without knocking on the door first. Which is something that doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Shimon Nechai says there are three things that Kodesh Baruch Hu hates, and I also don't like. And like saying God hates it, and I agree with him. That's a good idea. Like the endorsement. But Rabbi said, in white of Chanim Chachinoi, he is known for the person who never knocked it. He just came in immediately. Because those are the two ways. The analytical Kabbalah, which is analytical, which Rabbi Shimon Yochai, requires thought. You take the information and you process. So there's always the break. You communicate. Rabbi Shimon, I told you, Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinoi is Ma'isei Merkava. He's experience. He's experiencing the world. The experience of the world requires immediacy. That's the clothing. That's why you don't ask. That's why he didn't ask. He would never do it. Because once you start mediating, you start infringing the message. You start mediating. You're like filtering the message. You want to immediately. So that's why Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinoi, which is immediate experience, right? Mindfulness is immediacy. That's why he didn't even call his wife. He's in total isolation. And is immediate. He experiences life without giving that break, because that break creates a separation. That's why Reb Shimon Yochai says that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself hates it, because Kodesh Baruch Hu can't have immediacy to us. It's only us who can have immediacy. And I also don't like, because my approach to God also requires that separation, requires the intellect, requires the processing. Reb Shimon Yochai. So that's the two of them. So this is the Mishnah of Lechoira, something called Dechaya. And the next Mishnah is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is known, he's the author of Sefer HaBahir. He's the one who Ana Bekoach, that tefillah, which has the 42 names of God, which is the 42 stops in the 42 stages in the tree from Eretz Yisrael to the Midbar, is connected to the name 42 that Rabbi Hanina Nechunya ben Akana wrote, the Ana Bekoach. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is the one who writes the something in the school of, he was the teacher and the master of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is something called the Echalot. The Echalot are the palaces that you go through meditative processes to go and to get out of this system, to go above, to appreciate the bubble.
Was,
yes.
Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, was he also called Rabbi Nahurai?
Yes, in other words, in Sefer HaBahir. Yeah, that's why it's called Sefer HaBahir. See, because Nechunya ben Akana, in Sefer HaBahir, he starts. Bohiru Bashokim. And then there is somebody called Rabbi Nahurai that nobody knows who it is. So I be careful to tell you that some people say that is the code name or some the pseudonym of, like the pen name of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Is very possible. And there is a reason why. Because those are meditative states. So maybe when he went to the other meditative states, he's not Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Nechunya ben Akana is the introduction of the Sefer. Because the problem is Sefer HaBahir, we attribute Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. His name is only mentioned once in the beginning of Sefer HaBahir. Sefer HaBahir, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says, Bo Yiru Bashkokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo is Sisri Dehoira, there's a stir in the Psukim. That the stir in the Psukim of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is exactly this, the Levush and the Bais. That one way, it's clear how God relates to us, that is so immediacy, but then there's a feeling of this knowledge of nothing. We realize that this is not all real, right? And that really answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzidoi is that, and Mitzidein is something else. But then he changes his name to Rabbi Nahurai. So they say he's the same one, but he's in a different meditative state that he has his name. But what he says, and we'll finish like in 2 minutes, Kol ha-mekabel av ha-lotera. For persons mekabel nesav ha-lotera, ma'virim imen ol malchus ol derech eret. They take away from him the ol malchus ol derech eret. V'chal po'irek imen ol tera. And if you take away ol tera, the yoke of Torah, notnim alav ol malchus derech eret. They give you the yoke of the kingdom and the yoke of derech eret. So the Maral explains here, and we'll see this next week, that there is what's ol malchus ol derech eret. Malchus is the world, the natural. So Derech Eretz is the natural rules of the world, natural law. There is a natural process in the world, natural rules of the world, with the concept you need to eat, you need to breathe, all the regular natural laws of the world. And then there are something called the Malchus, which was man-made laws, laws made by man. Those are the civilization laws, which is the constructed reality of the world. You could live there. But if you are Mekaber Ol Torah, if you could go ahead and realize that everything is expression of Torah, that technically you could get out of the system and you could relate to Hashem in a much higher system, which is the meditative system, which is the system of the house. And Kibiyochol, this is, says the Maral, is like the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodoshim. In the Kodesh, you had the Shulchan, which is Keneged Shulchan Melochim. You had the Menorah, which is Keneged Derech Eretz, which is the world of Teva. And then you could go and step into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, which is a different domain. That's Eino Min HaMokem, that doesn't take space. That's the other relationship. Rav Nechunya ben Akana, all of his sefer is called Sefer Echalot, which are meditative practices to go into this higher form, which is being in touch with the Yechida, which is going into these palaces and going to God's throne, and etc. So these are the two experiences that we have in meditative experiences. One is the immediate, which is mindfulness, and the other one is extracting yourself beyond, realizing that the world is basically this relation floating, which is the experience of the Yechida, and the combination of these two, the negotiation and the balance, is the Jewish experience, which is the Neshama that we carry to ourselves. Next week, Moshe will finish the Maral, and we'll continue how this is also a reflection of the universe as a whole, not only of our souls individually.